We're going next to Kina Lamed Aleph. Eish Tukad Bikir Bi. Kina Lamed Aleph is a very beautiful Kina, which is a minig Yisrael to sing it together. Each stanza is comprised of two lines. The first line describing the Tzeisim Mitzrayim, how wonderful it was when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, and the second half of each stanza describing how awful it was, but Tzeisim Yerushalayim, when the Yidden were leaving Yerushalayim. Eish Tukad Bikir Bi Behalis Yalibi. Az Yashir Moshe Shir Lo Yinasha, an unforgettable song. That was when we were leaving Mitzrayim. But a kind of Yirmi of Nani, a very sad song when we were leaving Yerushalayim. Beisi Hiskeinan Shachan Ha'anam, we were building the Mishkan and the Anan Hashem was coming to dwell there. But Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. But Hamas Kel Shachan Alaik Ha'anana, but because Baruch Hu's cloud was oppressing us like a dark cloud. When we were leaving Mitzrayim, when we were leaving Yerushalayim, Galayam Ramu, Mechachayim Akamu, we saw the Yamsuf split. Betzaysim Mitzrayim, the Danim Shatafu Al Reishi Tzafu, but we had enemies that were drowning us and covering our heads. Betzaysim Yerushalayim, Digan Shemayim Mitzriya Zuvumayim, we were eating the grain of heaven and water flowing from Iraq. Betzaysim Mitzrayim, Lano Umarayim Umayim Hamarim. But we were eating poison, bitter food and bitter water, Betzaysim Yerushalayim. And so it continues, each stanza, going in alphabetical order, first describing how wonderful Chagim Shabbosos, Tov Ro'eihalim, Yovel Lushmita, when they were leaving Mitzrayim. And then on the other hand, Ole Yishma'elim, Mochur Litzmisos, Nebuchadnezzar, the Yonos Ketzar, Betzaysim Yerushalayim. And the minhag is that we sing it, and the first half of each stanza is sung out loud, and then the second half of each stanza, the sad part, is sung in an undertone, in a whisper, until the final stanza, where it has Teru Te'udu Chlei Achem, the Betzaysim Yerushalayim. It starts off like all the other stanzas, about how great it was, Betzaysim Yerushalayim. But then it ends on a hopeful note. Sasim v'simcha v'nas yoga ma'anacha, right? Happiness and joy v'nas yoga, and the yoga ma'anacha are departing, are fleeing. Nas means fleeing, going away. Nas yoga ma'anacha b'shuvi l'Yushalayim. When Amir Hashem, when we go back to Yushalayim. So this, it's a little bit similar to the first kingdom that we did today, that each stanza juxtaposes something wonderful from the past with the horror that happened at the time of the Churban. Heard a different one. We mentioned one mashal, but I heard a little bit of a deeper one from Rav Lipiansky that he gave a mashal to describe this. He says, you know, sometimes it's such a thing. I do miss Ha'ilam. Of a divorce that's pain-free, that's really no problem. Yeah, we tried, it was an experiment, we thought, who knows, maybe. Then we saw, no, maybe not. We get divorced, no harm, no pain. And some people asked, isn't it much better? Look, you know, Rachman Uflan, when a Beis Yisrael, and you know, when a Beis Nevi Yisrael is broken, there's so much pain, there's so much suffering. Look how nice it is. Look at that way of doing it. And the answer, obviously, is... So here's the mashal that he gave. He said, it's a lot easier to take off a post-it than to break something that was connected with cement. If the divorce is easy, it just means that there was never anything really there. But if there was something there that was meaningful, then of course the divorce is much more painful. And so the divorce, it's not really a divorce, right? But the Nevi'im described the Churban as Hashem sending away his wife to appreciate how tragic it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent away his wife. You have to understand, you have to see what the Chasana was like. You have to see how... what it was like with Tzeisim Mitzrayim, what kind of a bond was there, the the avas kalulay sayech, in order to have the appreciation that we're supposed to have on Tisha B'Av of the tragedy of the divorce.